47 minutes past the hour, and of course, it's time for the People Poll, 1-877-PAR-SHOW. You can text me at 23088. Type in my name, Russ, and whatever you want to say. Yeah. And also, you guys can hit me on Twitter at Russ Parr Show. Chris Broussard covers the NBA for ESPN.
Yep.
He's talking about Jason Collins coming out, and he made this statement, which has got ESPN apologizing for everything. He said that NBA, anybody who engages in premarital sex or adultery, walking in open rebellion to God and to Jesus Christ, he basically said that Jason Collins was a sinner. And, you know, and that was his belief. And all of a sudden, he's under attack. Now, you remember ESPN fired another anchor or an analyst for making comments about the RG3.
Yeah,
being
Rob
a cornball,
Parker.
Yeah, in the whole nine. I like Chris Broussard.
Yeah.
And I think he's really good.
Incredible, too.
And, you know, does he deserve to, like, because here's what's going to happen. I think they're going to either probably try to fire him or put him on, you know, they can put you on the bench. They do that at ESPN.
Right.
I don't know. Give me a call, 1-877-PAR-SHOW. Want to hear from you. We'll take those calls next. 49 minutes past the hour. Of course, Jason Collins, the second day we're kind of talking about it. I know you guys are getting irritated, but Chris Broussard, who does an excellent job for ESPN,
right,
said on the air, I don't agree with homosexuality. I think it's a sin, as I think all sex outside of marriage between man and a woman is. So
yeah, but
he made that statement on the show, and now they're up in arms.
But like I told you, he'll be okay because he brought religion into it. He's saying, as a Christian, these are my beliefs, you see. So ESPN, they run the risk. You see what I mean? They have to ride the fence here. Yes,
right.
You can apologize, but you can't fire him.
Well, so, he said, I realize some people disagree with my opinion, and I accept and respect that, as been in the case in the past. My beliefs have not and will not impact my ability to report on the NBA. I believe Jason Collins displayed bravery with his announcement, and I have no objection to him or anyone else playing in the NBA. So, I don't know. It's like in this politically correct world, and, you know, a lot of people coming out and talking about these gay groups and so on and so forth are kind of thuggish in their ways of, like, hammering home, you got to believe in what I do. And listen, I'm all for gay rights. Y'all hear me all the time. I have no issue with that whatsoever. But when you try to force somebody to believe something that you don't believe, that's where I draw the line.
Right.
If I get in a debate with you, and once you tell me I believe, I am not going to go out of my way to try to get you to believe my beliefs.
Right. Or
because
I
that's
feel.
What you believe. That's your. I respect that.
Right.
Anyway, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-727-7746. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to make a comment saying that where is our freedom of speech? I'm so tired of everybody making a comment about something and somebody having to apologize for it.
Right.
Everybody has an opinion, just like a butthole.
Yep.
We all have an opinion. We can say what we want to say, and that, and leave it at that.
And they hired him. They hired him to give his opinion,
basically.
Right. So it's, you know, like, now that he's doing that, he's being penalized for it.
Yeah.
Jason Collins was, he was very good in doing what he did and coming out. But be real, he did it when he knew he had nowhere else to do. He was going to be a free agent. He could have possibly been out of the league. And that was that.
And he still may be out of the league. I appreciate your comments. Go to the next line real quick here. 1-877-PAR-SHOW. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Russ.
Yes,
mean,
sir.
It's kind of like when you was growing up, there were certain things that you could say within your house, but you better not say outside in public. And one of those things, although biblically, from his perspective and his religion, that is what it says,
mm-hmm,
that doesn't mean that everybody else cares to hear it or wants to know it. The
right.
fact of the matter is, you are an ESPN analyst. Your job is to cover sports.
Right.
It's the same thing with John King coming out rushing a judgment about the two terrorist suspects talking about it was a black, a dark-skinned man.
Right.
You just put everybody on blast. You have to be very diligent and careful about what you put out in the public. All he had to say was, I disagree. And
he did. I mean, but, you know, listen, the guy is good. And I appreciate your phone call. The guy is really good at what
right.
he does, very
Great.
Thorough.
Great.
When I see him come up on the screen, I turn up the volume.
Yes.
Because I know he's going to have something substantive, you know. So that's cool. Tim Jones tweeted me. He says, I don't agree with Chris Broussard for his beliefs, but he should not be fired.
Mm.
Okay, that was interesting.
Dave the Dude says what Broussard said was true. He was speaking on what word says when we knowingly sin. We're saying our desire, obeying God. Not trying to be rude, says every human sins. No one's able to judge. These Bible thumpers need to worry about getting themselves into heaven and mind theirs.
Wow. 1-877-PARSHOW. Good morning. Hello. Who's this on the phone?
Good morning. This is Lachey.
Yes. Go ahead, please.
Actually, I have to agree with the previous caller. Like, you can have whatever opinions you want, but that doesn't mean that they have a place in your job, like at work. There are plenty of people at work that I have opinions about things that they do personally, but my job is to do my job. So if your job is to report on sports, you need to mind your business say that in the privacy of your own home, because ESPN, you have freedom of speech, but ESPN also has the right to fire you. Like, I mean, shut your mouth.
Well, this is the biggest story, and he was asked his opinion.
Right.
Well, then that's different. If he was asked his opinion, that's different.
And that's what he's paid to do. But whenever you talk about supporting the gay and lesbian community, you have that battle, because a Christian will say, if you do support that, you can't believe in God.
But you know what? I have a problem with you hire a guy to give his opinion, and then you want to control the narrative.
Yeah, you can't do that.
I think that's not fair to him. I may not agree with him. However, I respect his right to give his opinion. That's why I watch him.
But they didn't throw him under the bus. They're dancing in the middle.
Let's see what happens. Maybe they'll do nothing. But you know what? These guys kind of go away on you.
Well, anytime you let Jalen Rose have a DWI and come back, I mean, come on now.
Yeah, and you know, I just think, I don't know if it's just me, and I probably shouldn't say this.
You're going to do it?
This is my opinion. Jalen Rose needs to be polished. He's not the lead guy. He should be the lead guy on that broadcast.
Right.
They need somebody that is a polished broadcaster.
Yeah.
You know, you always want, okay, you used to bounce a basketball. Now you're a broadcaster.
Yeah, I do like to hear their opinion because they played the game, but I do agree with you. Sometimes I'm like, what?
Well, yeah.
Did he just say you do need a broadcaster there?
Well, yeah. I mean, you have Kenny Smith and Barkley doing so well, so ESPN would love to
But they're
to have
analysts.
Somebody's...
They're not even taking the lead, you know? So they understand the roles, but, you know, I guess they're trying to make – and listen, I welcome Jalen being on the show, but I'm getting off topic here. One more quick call. 1-877-PARSHOW. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Yes, your
morning,
comment, please.
It's just like in most corporate settings, they tell you don't discuss religion or politics. And I'm not understanding why. He's entitled to his opinion, and I just understand why it was necessary for him to do that when he did it. You know what
I'm
saying?
You know, some people try to be sensational. Some people, you know, Stephen A. Smith, that guy Rod Parker, they let go for his comments about RG3. Sometimes you want to be sensational, make a name for yourself, to say something shocking.
Over the top.
That, you know, that freak you out. Chris Broussard does not remind me of that kind of guy. I think he spoke his heart and his beliefs, which is what he's paid to do. Listen, if you guys want to email me, feel free to email me at emailrusspar@gmail.com, or you can, you know, hit us up on Twitter at Russ Parr Show, or text us at 23088.